Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need to the platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Buddy, you kind of reviewed it, did through everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
We got the gold, we beat, we bought our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all you fans. You keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. Come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's the Murder Master Music Show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Vanilla strong, I see you feeding for the show. Let's get the drum, let's get it on.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Murder Master Music Show, episode 487. You know what I'm saying? First show of 2018. You know what I'm saying? We bring on Pittsburgh Pat, Mac J, my co-hosts. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, yes,
2018, we're here 6 years later. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a phenomenal year of shows, but, man, we got a guest that's on the line, I believe. But before I bring him on, Pat, why don't you intro him for us and let everybody know about this dope guest we got tonight.
Man, we got straight from Queens, man. Nashawn, Millennium Thug.
Nashawn, man, yeah, definitely, man. Let's bring him out. We've been building up this East Coast archive thanks to you, Pittsburgh Pat. You're out there in the East, so you know what I'm saying? Might as well, keep doing what we're doing, as well as adding different places.
Hell
we're
yeah.
Nashawn right here, man. What's up, Nashawn?
Yo, what up, yo? What's good, man?
Yo, man, Nashawn, thanks for joining us on the show,
homie.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what's going on, man? Much love, man. You heard?
Yeah, hell man. Yeah. We're glad you came on, man. Just recently, I listed my top 25 favorite songs of all time, man, and you made that list with Last Words with Nas, man. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
wow.
I've been rocking with you for a little while, man. What you got going on right now, man?
Well, man, I'm in the studio heavy, man. I'm working on these artists, too, man. I'm trying to put it together. I mean, I'm not trying, but I'm putting it together for that 2018, you know, getting everything ready, coming with some hard shit, some street shit, get back to the, you know, to where it's supposed to be, you know?
Yeah, without a doubt, man. I see you've been posting some stuff. You got some shit coming, man. We all looking forward to that. You know what I mean? What was your introduction to hip-hop, man? When did you come in the game?
Man, like, well, that was my first joint. Last Words was my first time ever recording in the studio.
Damn, that was your first record, man?
Yeah, my first time ever being in I've been in the studios. I've been through a few studios, but my first time actually recording, like in a professional studio, like was with Nas.
What a way to come out, man. Wow.
Well,
damn.
So I was for you, so you know what I mean? I was kind of spoil you, so my shit's different, you know what I mean? So I really ain't work hard for it like that. Like, I worked hard. I guess it was just a given, like, you know, like it was written, I guess, you know? You know, certain dots just line up for you, the stars line up for you to be who you're going to be, you know?
Wow. So prior to that, man, like, you're from Queensbridge, right?
Yeah, originally I was born in New York Hospital in Manhattan. Then first apartment I lived in was Queensbridge, 12th Street, 4009. You know what I mean? My whole family, we had the double apartment. It was like 1,000 of us, you know what I mean? So my family got a big legacy, you know. Shout out to the Jones fam. That's my family out there. We ring bells, you know. So, like, it was before me. It was, I had uncles. My mom's an identical twin. You know what I mean? So we got a lot of a big family out there. So everybody know me from the bridge. Yeah, I'm from the bridge. And then as I got older, my mom's moved to the Bronx. So I got a lot of Bronx history. So I'm really, like, hip-hop, like, from the ground up, like, from Shan to KRS-One. Like, personally, like, I watch Shan do his videos and I watch KRS-One do his videos, like, firsthand. Like, you know what I mean? There in the flesh, you know what I'm saying? So I'm from the, like, Mecca, from the old mill. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. Man, that's pretty crazy, man. You know, I mean, did you have any, like, interactions with some of the legends from back then? You just mentioned, you know, Shan. Like, do you ever have any interactions with, like, the Juice Crew and people like that being from Queens?
Well, I used to, my mom used to be around, like she's a little older than Roxanne Shanté and them, but... Like, Shan and them know my mom's firsthand, like not meeting them through me. So, like kind of my mom introduced me to Shan and all of them. Like, I remember I was supposed to, appear in one of his videos when I was young. I got all dressed up for it. This shit came out. So I was at the jams and all that. Like, my mom's brought me out. Like, I was my mom's only son, so I was rolling with her. I was her road dog. So I was there at the jams and the parks and all that. So I'm actually, I got to do the remix to The Bridge. Like, I'm on that. Like, the only rapper without, like, that didn't really have a name or an album. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on The Bridge remix, the video. You know what I'm saying? So,
the joint that was on 2B, the
2001
joint. That's what's up, man.
Yes, so, you know what I mean? So, I got to be official. You know what I mean? You know? Like, I was that little nigga running around and everybody knew, you know? So, yeah, I wasn't scared to talk and come out. So, you know, it's like, it's definitely like legacy behind my name, you know?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, if you're going to remake that song, man, you can't let just anybody on it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that was all heavy hitters,
like,
you know?
Record, you gotta, yeah, if you're going to touch that record, you gotta do it. Like, you got to kill that shit.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah, yeah. That was Nas, Prodigy, Havoc. Yeah, all The Bridge. You know, Queensbridge Finest. You know what I mean? I made the cut. So, I guess I'm Queensbridge Finest, too.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Without a doubt, man. You
word, but I,
Prodigy,
but I got
man.
Mad love. I got mad. Yeah, yeah. R.P. Prodigy, man. Love you, miss you. Like, I ain't get to hang with Prodigy a lot, but I know him, like, as, like, he rep for The Bridge. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he official, like I see what he done for hip hop and all that. Like, I would never put no dirt on that man's name. Like big up to Prodigy, you know what I'm saying? Like, that he did, he history, and not just for The Bridge, like gangster rap period. Like, I feel he created a lane for niggas like me too. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that shit is like, that shit is real. Like, I got all respect, but to all the gangsters, all the home MCs from Queensbridge, like, I fuck with, like, lyrically, like, I'm a hip-hop baby. Like, I'm from there. Like, all them niggas, like, get respect and props from me. Like, I don't... Yeah, unless you violate me, you know what I'm saying? If you don't violate me, you good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand the hip-hop era and how it started in the Bronx. And Queensbridge was, like, basically, like we would spoil you with it. Like, we got a lot of artists from where we came from that actually had record deals and shit like that. Like, so it was like... I was, like, spoiled in it. Like, I knew everybody. Like, you know, if you be from down south or something, like, not saying much love to down south, but you don't run into rappers like that. Like, I was kind of, like, spoiled with it. Like, I ran into, like, that shit was, like, all I got to do is go outside and I see fucking Slick Rick ride past with the big chains on his leg hanging out the side of the motherfucking the Wrangler and all that back then. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, I moved to the Bronx when shit was burnt down, like, you had to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when the Hammer Man was running around, so like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just the whole hip hop, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that shit was real back then. It wasn't, not to take nothing from what's going on now, like, it's cool, peace to them, but our shit was kind of real. Like, you couldn't even come outside or go in the studio. You go in the studio to record a record, it's gangsters in there. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is different. It wasn't all in the street out, like, you know? Like flashy, fashionable. I mean, it wasn't safe, really. Like, now it's kind of safe, like, you know? So the game changed. I hate to go off topic, but that's how I be feeling, you know?
No, I feel you. What you were just kind of saying, man, I feel the same way. Like, one thing that's definitely missing from today is, like, identification of where you're from. Like, when you think Queensbridge, you think of a sound. When you think Compton, you think of NWA, and you think of a sound. You know what I mean? Like, I just think that lacks today. It's just, as soon as somebody has a hit, everybody just does that same song. Like, everything sounds the same.
Yeah, it don't matter. Yeah, it don't matter, really. Yeah, that's how it used to be, like Buckshot and all of them, like Nas and even Jay-Z's and, like, it's like, where you from, you got to rap. Like, it was like a hip-hop was like a rapping thing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, back to the fucking... Like all the way back, like you were saying, Juice Crew, and even before them, like Bambada and them, like, that shit was different. Like, that shit was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, anybody couldn't just start rapping, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that shit's different. You had to have a lot of guts and heart to start rapping, like, because if you whack, that shit was going to be, like, really, like, you might get hurt back then. That shit real.
Well,
hip-hop changing.
You came in the game fucking with Nas at a real interesting time. Like, so you...
Yeah, like 98.
Yeah.
Yeah. 98, 99, 2000.
Right after, you know, we lost Pac and Big, and especially Big in New York City, there was kind of that, who's going to be that dude in New York? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Nas was up there, you know, Nas was one of the contenders, and of course you had Jay, and that whole thing popped off. So what do you remember most about back then when you reflect on those days?
When I first came up, like you said, like, it was just like automatic, like fame, like, you know, like, because like you said, like, Nas, like, he's the best, like top five to me, definitely, like, in the world, like, ever did it, like, lyrically, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the whole style, everything. Like, so it was like a blessing. Like, it was like a dream to me, you know? So I never really worked hard on music or really wanted it like that, like, to that degree, because my man was the best to me, you know what I'm saying? So my shit was just like, I was just having fun, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, like, not saying it's impossible, but I'm like, who the fuck gonna top that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not trying to bust my brain and be that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you understand what I'm saying? So basically, that shit made my career a little harder when you got your coach is the best, you know what I'm saying? You understand? So after a while, like, the pressure was like, yo, fuck this shit. Like, I ain't even really trying to, like, you know what I mean? Like, I ride, like, you know, yo, I always was there front line, any beef he had, any rap beef or anything. Like, I was first to open my mouth and all that, you know that. But other than that, like, I really never really worked on my craft. Now I had time to work on it and sit back and see what's going on. And it's a life lesson. It's learning, experience and better, like, I look at it like like you working jobs and shit, like your resume. Like, my resume is super ill, so it ain't nowhere for me to go. If I could go now, I'm going backwards, because I already did it with the best. You understand? So I wasn't the type of nigga that was going to run around every rapper trying to do a song. I know it's cool, like, it's unity and all that, but I never been like that. Like, I know everybody. I know Kiss. I know the Jadas. I know the Fab. I watched they, you know what I mean? I know, I watched all the careers come from, like, Jada came before me, but I knew Jada before he was a star, you know what I'm saying? So, like, all these dudes I watched come up, and they watched me, but I never really jumped in the lane as serious. I really was like, with the ride, and like, oh, shit, like, yo, my nigga doing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never really tried to even when I had the stage, I really never tried to take it in my own hands and all that to, like, not to say outshine my men, but I always played the back, and I wasn't going to hang with this crew and that crew and that. Not saying there's nothing wrong. Shout out to niggas who do that, but, you know what I mean? I'm not doing that. Like, I felt like it's more a loyalty thing, like a gang. You know what I'm saying? Like I took it like a street, like the streets. Like, yo, this is my man. That's it. I'm not hanging with every rapper. You ain't going to catch me over here with these niggas. And, you know what I mean? So that kind of fucked me up. Not saying I ain't cool with niggas, but I just wasn't a dick rider. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it was like that kind of fucked my career up. But it's never too late. Like, I can fuck with niggas. You know what I mean? But long as it's just music. You know what I'm saying? But I never looked at it as just music. I looked at it as real shit. Like, If this my man, I'm over here, these niggas don't like, you know what I mean? You know, you understand the shit, the industry shit. You know what I'm saying?
I get it, definitely.
You know, like, the loyalty was first for me, though. Like, so, like, I didn't really care about the money thing, and I never hired people to work for me and all that. Like, I never bought niggas around him like that. Like, I'm going to have paperwork and, like, yo, let's sign this. Like, yo, you got, like, I never was, like, it was basically like a brother shit. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Now, when you were on the Nostradamus album, like, did you go on the tour, the Nostradamus tour with Nas?
Yeah, I performed Last Words at every show. Yeah, I went on tour.
Okay.
He took me on tour. He took
and
me
that's what
everywhere.
50 was on the tour too, right? That was 50 Cent.
Yeah, 50.
Tour.
And that's where we did. Like, we stopped. We
who
like me,
with.
50, Nas did. Yeah, who I rap with came and played. Mm-hmm. And 50, my man. Like, I fuck with 50. Like, I ain't seen him since he blew up, like, because I'm the type of nigga, like, I just finished talking about, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to be going to nigga shows, shining, yo, and it's, yeah, I'm not with none of that. And then they had their little beefings and all that, like, I let niggas rock. So when I run into them, I run into them. It's on our own, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? So, I'm not going to chase nobody down just because they getting no money and all that shit. Like, I'm not doing that. But that's my boy, like, shouts to 52, you know what I mean? Like, they all taught me life lessons and experience, but that shit is real. Like, I definitely was with the heavy hitters and running and keeping up, and my lyrics fit in, like, you know what I mean? Ain't like they was running on me on track, you feel me?
Oh, no, man.
So I know I could do it. The shit that I just sent you, like, the shit that, like,
You had a lot of standout shit, man, for real. You really did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was a lot of good.
Yeah, and I feel like I got my own style. I never tried to sound like nobody. I ain't chase what was going on. And I'm just me. I'm Nate Sean, you know, Millennium Thug. My shit is my own entity. Got my own swag. I always was like, you know what I mean? I never jumped on to what's going on. That's like kind of like how Nas do it. He make music for himself. That's what I do, you know? So if I put something out and it ain't out, I'm not running up to no radio trying to force niggas to play it. I ain't got nobody even trying to do that for me. So how far you think you gonna go? You know what I'm saying? But if you want to get this shit heard, you gotta hire some people. You gotta hire staff. You gotta be serious about this shit. This to all the young niggas trying to think they gonna be a rapper or you could be a rapper. You could come out, you get your one hit, go on tour. But you're not going to be no fucking legend. You know what I'm saying? Word. And I ain't even shoot for that. That shit got to be natural. And I feel like I'm a young legend just off shit that I did. Like you just said, 59s. Like, come on, who got those? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a perfect. That was a good time. I had fun. I had fun with that shit down back then. And it still was dangerous back then. Like, I don't want to get into the underworld shit, but you know what I'm saying? Right now, it's a little different.
I'm sure things were a little wild back then, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure there's some behind the scenes.
That shit was dangerous,
I bet, man.
Yeah,
you seen it bleed out into the rap world, you know, from time to time, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Some of the artists getting in some trouble and shit, you know what I mean? And
that shit be real. Niggas be dying for this shit. Like, yeah, that shit is real. Niggas was dying for it. It's a little bit better now. Like, it's fun and it's about the money. That's how I like it. It's like, and then the way Puff be talking right now, like the unity thing with black hip-hop and just sticking together and, you know what I'm saying? Not being so personal with each other to make the shit work because there's money for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, without a doubt.
This is real.
Look,
shit.
Man, you sent us three excellent songs, man, and I wanna give them one of them right now. Let's go to this joint, To the Grave. What can you tell us about this one?
Well, that shit is that's one of my artists I'm working with. He kind of he got that gritty sound like that that Queensbridge shit like you was talking about. Like he from the bridge actually, Rap P. So you know what I mean? He be doing my beats and all that. I'm working with him, so we coming up with that premiere, that hard. You know what I mean? That shit that the game is missing. That shit that niggas ain't getting no more. That you can put in your car and really zone out. You ain't gotta pop pills and be fucking retarded. Like, not saying nothing wrong with it, to each his own, but it's some shit you can think about. Like some substance music, you know? Some real hood shit and shit that's still going on. Niggas acting like the hood ain't there no more. Like everybody rich and shit. That shit is fucking the game up. You know what I'm saying? So. That's just some shit, man. You know niggas ain't rich and niggas is trying to still get on and niggas, and shit is real and it ain't no fucking game in the streets, and if you want to get out of it, you gotta get out of it. You know what I mean? That's some shit like that and some rap shit. And when I first picked up the pen, how I felt, you know?
Without a doubt, man. So let's give them this joint. It's called To the Grave, and we'll be right back on the Murder Mass Music Show.
Let's go. Stand up, New York.
Hip-hop, it started out in the park, but then niggas start bucking, wasn't running from nothing, got my fucking mom ducking, that's how I grew up, my heart tough, so I ain't giving a fuck, so with the deal, what, I'm living life not surreal, I'm a real nigga, I'm in that loop where niggas get killed, nigga, so I can build figures, I just want to build, with no salary cap, I just want to live, with no battery pack, soldiers trained to drill, just like the carpenter, I'ma raise the market up, made back. Get in the car and drive it up. Drive across the world, you can raise the bar with us. Fuck the bars and cups, you can live the large with us. Get your margin up, riot, no march with us. See why they started up, walk into the dark with us. Just sprinkle of that magic like Andrew does. My first time listening to rhyme, I was amazed. I put my pen to that pad, it turned me to a slave.
Took it to another level, from the cradle to the grave. Realized we were ahead of our time, let's turn the page.
My first time listening to rhyme, I was amazed. I put my pen to that pad, it turned me to a slave.
Took it to another level, from the cradle to the grave. Realized we were ahead of our time, let's turn the page. Taking my mind off the stress of the world. Donald Goins and I was born to another world. Not being satisfied. Vibe, born into another girl. Things change, nothing stays the same. Welcome to my world. I've seen so many homicides, it seems normal. Better have the alibi when them pigs on you. People I trust, I could count on my hands. So many disloyal, man, you don't understand. I know the streets calling. Get out your own way. I don't wanna see another brother falling. And cruising through the city with my mind's on a man. 50s and big faces, just stack them to the ceiling. Enterprising means a building, don't get caught up in your feelings. I won't be held back no more, I'm through dealing. We on another level, little homie, there's no ceilings. When you winning, that's a whole nother feeling.
My first time listening to rhyme, I was amazed. I put my pen to that pad, it turned me to a slave.
Took it to another level, from the cradle to the grave. Realized we were ahead of our time, let's turn the page.
My first time listening to rhyme, I was amazed. I put my pen to that pad, it turned me to a slave.
Took it to another level, from the cradle to the grave. Realized we were ahead of our time, let's turn the page.
Yeah, that's that authentic,
hell yeah.
Real hip-hop shit.
Yeah, real shit right there.
Man, that's that
hell
substance,
yeah.
That lyrical ability. I mean, that's what the game needs right now, man. You know, it needs that type of energy again.
That feel, it's just a feel, you know what I mean? And sometimes you want to feel like that. That's it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to feel the bullshit sometimes. You want to feel some real shit like that you could feel. Like,
shit,
you know where
relate?
We from and all this shit. Like, this shit is real, yeah. Like I want to feel like that. I be looking for some shit to listen to, my G word. That should be fucking me up. I don't be having nothing to listen to, word. Like, I ain't gonna front. The new shit could get me hype in the club. I do that shit. Like, but that shit ain't nothing. I could be in the house listening to music. I don't even listen to music in the house.
Well,
no. That's fucked up. Word.
Yeah. Only good thing about most of this new shit is maybe the beats, but the actual lyrics and the content of what they putting out and the substance It ain't shit. You know
I don't know what they
man,
saying. Man. So it's like, I don't know what they saying. Like, I be trying to, like, yo, let me try to mimic this shit. I can't even mimic that shit, my nigga. Wow. That shit's like
yeah.
nonsense. Like, some, like, not the high shit. And like, yo, teach is on. I don't want no drama with no, none of these new niggas on the mic and that. Like, I'm not even trying to waste my time like that. Like, because this is a waste of time. Like, because it's not even like,
yeah.
that shit's crazy. Like, so, but I'm just saying, like, it's cool, but, like, I want to hear that too. Like, we could do both, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they
got to
make some room
right.
for
exactly.
both, you know what I mean?
Exactly, man.
Yeah.
I don't think
they
got.
They can't act like the other shit. Yeah, they can't act like the other shit. Like, it don't exist no
not
more.
Here.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, like where does a Koji Rap and MC Shan both just drop albums in 2017? Like, where was their platform for that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, where was their outlet for it? Who got behind it? Like, you know what I mean?
And not even saying the outlet for like hip-hop's supposed to take care of that. Whoever's making the most money in hip-hop's supposed to take care of that. I'm saying because that shit's supposed to be a motherfucking ceremony. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, you understand what I'm saying? For the founders, they should definitely get ceremonies when they drop their shit. Like, I'm talking about, like, a hip-hop awards for their shit. Like, because this shit is, like, real. Like, they want to bury the shit that created the shit. It's fucked up. That shit, that's fucked up. Like, that's not really, like, that's kind of burying our whole why we started this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because then the kids that come after that, they ain't even going to know, like, they ain't even gonna know what the fuck they talking about. Like, they just mad disrespectful. But I heard the new dude said, yo, if you don't know where you came from, like, yo, da 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 da, like, you gotta know who these dudes are. You gotta respect these dudes that came before you. Else, it's no motherfucking, like we raising our kids without, like, you could just curse anybody out outside. Hell no. We used to get our ass whipped by anybody you get beaten by, right? Like, that shit is called structure. Yeah, that shit's called structure, and that shit keep it going. But when it ain't no structure,
on the hip hop side of it, and on the hip hop side of that, like I can't remember who said what you're talking about. I know what you mean though. Like the dude, he said, like, man, we got to know the history about it, like know where it came from. And I don't know who it was.
And
I agreed with him.
And respected, like you can't ask me about a motherfucking. Like, yo, how you feel about this Tupac? And I'm like, man, fuck, nah, hell no. You're like, yo, are you crazy? Like, you know what happened to you? Like that shit, like, you can't just start, like, acting like that. Fuck that. Like, fuck Biggie shit and fuck Nas shit and fuck Jay shit. And like, it's new. I don't even want to hear none of that. Like, you are crazy. Like, you're fucking nuts. Like, that's not even a part of the game.
Like, being a fan of, you know, like you know, I grew up in the 90s. So, like, being a fan of all that music, like, and then the complete difference of what it sounds like today, I'm okay with not liking what I'm hearing, but I'm not all right with them, like, trying to mock what I grew up on and what, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
calling it old head shit and all that shit. Like, yo, that's old head music.
Yeah.
Nigga, that shit is, like, yo, like, the shit you saying, you can't even really perform that shit without no auto. Like, you can't. How you perform? Like, that shit ain't no performance. Like, how you perform if you ain't saying nothing and the fucking shit is just playing for you? Like, that's not performing. That's cheating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When niggas is working hard, like, that shit is real and spitting from their heart and that shit is coming from their soul to where I write. I'm not even, like, I can close my eyes and write and it's just going to come out. Like, it's going to just sound like, you know what I mean? It's going to sound like real. It's going to sound, it's not going to sound fabricated. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't buy that. You know what I'm saying? So we need to cherish that shit. Like, people still struggling and the struggle is still there and the hood is still there. And everybody can't afford a motherfucking Rafe, and everybody can't afford a Rollie, and everybody can't rock a motherfucking a bust down watch and all that. Or if you can afford it, like, you can't wear that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man, you gotta be a certain person to wear that shit. So that shit is like, that shit ain't the world for. So we teaching our kids that shit is just everything. Like, without the struggle, like, that shit is fucked up. To where everybody on Instagram is counting 100,000 and, like, come on, man, that shit ain't, come on, man, that shit ain't even cute. Like, that shit is stupid to me. Wow. I could see some dudes doing it, but everybody got, like, it's morning. That shit is bugged out. Like, everybody's living good. Like, where's the struggling niggas at? Like, ain't nobody struggling no more? What the fuck? That shit is a lot.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I feel you, man. I'm with you 100%.
But anything you want to know, ask me. Like, if you want to ask me some whatever, like, if you think it's personal, whatever, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm on it. Like, I'm going to tell you the truth. Like, you know what I'm saying? Word. All
right, I want to ask you about, I mean, a lot of people ask me about this, man, and the way motherfuckers want me to ask it, but the diss tracks you had out towards Sauce Money, Cam, and the Diplomats, did that all stem from the Nas J stuff? Is that where that came from?
I don't know none of them niggas personally. That shit is all, like, it's from Nas. Like, that's my boy. I'm with the crew. Like, I'm not letting nobody violate my boy. Yeah. I don't know those niggas. Like, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that shit is real. Like, I don't know those niggas. I just heard them shooting at my boy, so I'm shooting back, too. You know what I'm saying? He actually told me to chill. He ain't even want you. Like he said, he could handle this for Dolo. Like, you know what I mean? So I ain't really have to get in it, but I'm just like that. I'm lit like that, and I feel like I could do it. I know I could do it because my lyrical conscience, I could get busy in the ring. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't care. Like, I was just shooting. So I pick a target and shoot at them. Some dudes I spared. Some I was just like, yo, fuck it, let's get it on. And it wasn't really nothing really stuck to where it could be a good challenge or worth the challenge, you know? It wasn't really like that.
Let me ask you, though. Where were you when you first heard Ether?
In the studio. With Nas.
You there when he made it?
No, I was there with him while he's making it.
So did you know?
Right there, in the flesh.
Like, when that shit happened, when that shit dropped, I remember that shit was played every, like, 20 minutes.
Man. Yeah, that shit was fire. We needed that because before that, boy, I was like, oh, my God, this is what's happening. Like, this is happening? Yeah, because I seen it coming, though. I told Nas. I knew it was going to happen, though. I read it, but it wasn't nothing. I mean, that shit was great for hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
I think that shit was
great for hip-hop.
It was the two heavyweights. If doing it at the right time, the perfect time, you know what I mean? That was the two main guys going at it in New York at the perfect time. You know what I mean?
And then I thought, like, the way it was, I thought both of them niggas. I thought, like, yo, them niggas are two kids. Them niggas, like, conceded. They not even gonna go at. They won't go at each other. Them niggas did it. That shit was awesome. You know.
Good, no way it awesome. Ended. I love the way
but
it
when
ended.
Jay came, but when I ain't gonna lie, but when Jay came, I was kind of nervous because Nas wasn't gonna come back at him. He's like, yo, fuck that nigga, like, because Nas don't even like you know, he's a certain kind of artist. Like, he only listen to what he want to listen to, so everything that everybody listening to, he won't like. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
if we thinking this shit fire, like, yo, this shit fire. He coming at our neck right now. Nas like, come on, man, that shit ain't about nothing. Like, no, you got to get at this nigga. It's lit. Like, or, and that's how it happened. Like a boxing match. You know what I mean? Nobody got hurt. So that's just God bless. Like, you know what I mean? Both of them getting millions right now. So that shit worked out in a good way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, it was good for hip-hop because there's always some challenge.
Great, man. I liked it when Jay signed Nas. When he took over Def Jam, I liked that. Like, I thought it was cool. I thought, like, whatever.
At first, I understood it, but, like, when you're not on that level, it's hard for you to understand. But as time go by and then you hear what they be talking about and all that, and you get into their grown lyrics and all that, it was definitely time for that because they know what could have really happened, you know what I mean, and what they could have really did to each other, you know what I'm saying? And that should have been foul. That shit ain't no money. That shit ain't good for none of us, like, you know what I mean? Because it would have been mad street niggas going crazy and niggas that don't even know them going crazy. Like, really, like, I mean, people dying over that shit. Like, people could have died. But but they did it the right way, and it came out on top. And they showed everybody, like, yo, this is hip-hop. This shit ain't worth, yo, this nigga said something about you going to smoke him. Like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't worth that. Like, that shit ain't to that. But I know some niggas who feel like that, and I, at a point in time, I felt like that. Like, yo, you say something, I ain't going to say nothing. I'm just going to put hands and feet on you or try to do something to you. Like, you know what I mean? But after that shit is fun. It's sport. You know what I'm saying? And if you ain't, your lyrics ain't up and you can't get busy, don't start saying shit. Like, you know what I mean? Just like, just chill. This is a competitive sport. You know what I mean? But everything is good, though. I'm just trying to keep it pushing, you know what I mean? Where all my ties are still there. I ain't burn no bridges. Nas just sent me the other day on FaceTime. Like, yo, what you doing? Like, come outside. You know what I mean? That's my brother for life. Shout out to Jungle. You know what I mean? Old Bravehearts, Wiz, Hoss, all them niggas, you know what I mean?
Well, let's talk about the Bravehearts, man. Let's talk about the Bravehearts, man. Juvie's Finest, the Uchiwali remix, that was huge. And then the Bravehearts album, you were on the Bravehearts album. And then you kind of filled in for Volume 2, for Bravehearted 2, right? That, like, you was in the Bravehearts.
Yeah, I didn't take the deal. I ain't take the first deal. I mean, I ain't take, they was the Bravehearts, and I was solo, so I ain't take the deal. And then niggas, we wasn't, none of us, we wasn't working hard, and the shit ain't come out the way we wanted to come out, and niggas was like, yo, fuck it, like. And then I know, you know, Nas is a serious artist. He ain't trying to play with us, like, be running around playing with no niggas that don't know if they don't. He's a musician for real, so he ain't got time for us to figure it out. You know what I mean? We got to figure it out for ourselves and take matters in our own hands. And that's when you got to get on your business shit. You got to hire people. You got to make your shit work. And if you're going to be an artist, you're going to be an artist. Right? Can't nobody stop you from being who you're going to be, right?
You're right. What do you say to people? Like, a common criticism I heard about Nas was, he didn't put his crew in the right position to succeed. How do you feel about that?
First of all, I know Nas. He's a smart person. He read a lot of books. He's smart. But he had to learn the business itself. So it's like, can't nobody really blame him for their career or business? Because how the fuck you say, like, for instance, I'm Nas. Yo, you want to get on a song with me? You want to be on my album? Like, yo, I like you. I'm talking to somebody who never, ever fucking, talking to an artist that's already on or something. He's talking to somebody that he liked personally and put them on in his album. So if you can't do it from there, like, what the fuck you want a nigga to do for you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is like, you know what I mean? That shit ain't, he ain't do nothing to nobody, like personally. You got to take, you got to fish. You got to throw your own rod out and catch what you can catch. You know what I'm saying? And if I ain't got to sign no papers, that's perfect. He ain't make me sign no paperwork or nothing after that. I was just lit. I could have did anything. I could have went and signed with Jay or anybody else. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was on Nas' album. I could have went and signed with Rough Riders, anybody. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what they want to see. I'm pretty sure, like, the only artist that was doing that was X. Like, every Rough Rider wasn't on Nas songs and shit like that. Like, you got to be special to be on a Nas song. Like, you know what I mean? Not saying they artists wasn't special, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is a hard catch. He ain't just doing, his shit is like that. Like, he pick like that. Like, so he don't even use the business rules, like, nobody go backwards. Like, and definitely, if you're going to do that, you're going to sign an artist and make him sign a whole bunch of shit and fuck up his paperwork and all that. I ain't got no fucked up paperwork and nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? He took me on a ride. I could have did anything. So that was up to me. Like, you know what I mean? Well, I heard niggas, I heard people who knew the business in his ear, like, yo, you got to let that little nigga sign some paperwork or something, because he could, you know what I mean? Nah, it's like, yo, that's my brother. Like, yo, you know, I'm not going to let him learn the way I learned either, like. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not, you know, I don't owe him no royalties. I'm not signed into no stupid shit, like, none of that. So, and that's what he did for people. So any artist that ever did something with that nigga and violated or don't like him or something, fuck them niggas, like, you know what I mean? Because I saw him do that for niggas. Like, even if he don't hang with you every day after that, like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, like, you're not mad at, you know what I mean? There ain't no sucker shit going on. This shit is real shit. Like, people don't hang around each other forever. Go take care of your career, or come up with an idea where you can help me get money. Why I got to be on him all the time? What about us having smarts? Be like, yo, this is what we going to do. We in position. Nobody did that. Everybody looking for him for the answers. That ain't the answer. You got, you need a team. It's teamwork make the dream work, not one person. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I just look at it like that.
I agree, man. We've had AZ on the show, and we asked him about Nas, and he had nothing but great things to say about Nas. Like, it just seems like it's always outside people saying that, but the people actually that came up with Nas, they have nothing but good things to say about him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, because a lot of people out there, a lot of niggas look at it like this. Like, niggas be looking at it like this, like, yo, why he got that and you got this? Why he ain't just give you? Hey, I don't want no man to give me shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Word. I'll get money with you, but don't give me nothing. Like, hell no. Like, what the fuck that mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas want handouts and shit. That's why they be talking like that. Because everybody on the outside is a nigga that a dream of a handout. They ain't got no dreams of getting their own shit. So they can't just sit back and get their own shit. You know what I'm saying? They figure, it's like, yo, that was my man. He gave me $1 million. Like, shut up. You give most of these niggas $1 million, they going to die in the first week. They going to buy a Ferrari and drive it right off the fucking cliff.
And Nas co-signed your album.
That's a straight fact,
album
though. Most of you get some money and be out of there.
Yeah, for sure. For no money.
The napalm album.
For no bread. Right? He ain't charged me nothing. Yeah, he ain't charged me nothing for that. Like, yo, get that rock. Eat, like I said. Like you said, from back to did he tell me or why did I go at these niggas? I'm going at niggas for loyalty. So I chefed up something and put it together and presented it, and he let it rock. You know what I mean? It ain't do what it could have did, but he offered a video and all that. I didn't work. I didn't want to work. I didn't do it. Word. My mind was somewhere else. Word. For the napalm shit, level 7, he wanted to do a video. Word. He offered that.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, I got
Nas, man.
That's one of my favorite.
Yeah, Sud is a legend. Man. I can't even. That shit is a dream come true for me. Like, that shit ain't no foul shit for me. Like, and I wouldn't change it for the world. I probably change my business, but I wouldn't change fucking with that nigga. Like, that nigga's great. Like, you know what I mean? Well.
We got a caller from France. It's our homie from France, man. He actually wanted to ask you something about one of the tracks on the Napalm album. So let's go ahead and bring him on real quick, man. See what his question is. Sam, what's up?
Yes, sir. What's up? What's up, Scott? What's up, Bottom Mac? What's up, Nashon? I want to ask you about the song Level 7 featuring Nas on your Napalm album, and also about Last Words you did on Nostradamus also.
Yeah.
He just wants to know about Number 7 on the Napalm album, and he asked about Last Words too, but you kind of already covered that.
Oh, but Level 7, that was something me and him made. We went in the studio drunk in Miami, and we just made a song off the head, and he gave me the song, like, yo, you can keep that, you know what I mean? So I did something with it. I figured I just put it on a mixtape, got a deal for it and put it out, but I didn't push it, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is all new music to people right now that didn't hear it, you know what I'm saying? So I just gotta get it out there, you know what I mean? Everything, you know? But that's what I'm working on now for my whole shit that I'm putting together with my artists and everything. Like, when you see my bio with my documentary come out, it's gonna show you everybody everything. So, you know what I mean? But Level 7 is that's a song off the head that we did. Like, me trying to not stick with his lyrical content off the head and make sense. You know what I mean? And that shit came out in perfect sense. Like, you know.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah, man. But look, let's give him this Hard Times track, man.
This is the single right here. This is how I'm trying to get New York stand up, gritty, grimy rap, hardcore, hard body, you know what I mean? Styles P, Jay the Kiss, you know what I mean? The leaders of the hard, grimy street shit. to step up and put this shit out and just be consistent, and we could sound like this again, and we could have our feel too, you know what I mean? Because we still here, you know what I mean? Well, there's still some real niggas left, you feel me?
Hell yeah, man. Well, let's give them this joint. We'll be right back on the Murder Master Music Show.
Hard times,
yeah.
In this crazy town, having hard times.
All my people's in trouble.
In this crazy town,
I ain't forget about y'all.
Having hard times. In this crazy town, having hard times.
The revolution.
There's no love to be found.
Yeah. It's crazy rough, yo, I'm out with these. Man, I'm feeling like Fab, I'm just dealing with street fam. I'm bagging up steel, chopping bodies of meat, man.
Uh-huh.
Turn them to ground beef, dish them out as a meat plant. I'm on the light, catch him flipping as soon as he hit the corner light. I'm pistol gripping him, hitting him, and jump on the bike. And ride off in the projects, my mindset. Hit him in his head, no time for his boxing. It's real rap, niggas will feel that. My little dudes hustling, getting them G-stacks. My little bitches scamming and working is all gas. And black owned business is what we call that. My ghetto people living it, why would we need benefits?
Uh-huh.
No more ignorance, focusing on getting it. And more realty, you know real estate. You know investigate, get yourself some real estate.
Hard times, in this crazy town. Having hard times, in this crazy town. Having hard times, in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to be found.
Looking for love in all the wrong places. You must be looking for slugs. My niggas giving facelifts, catching cases. That ain't cool. Y'all little bitch niggas should've stayed in school. Career moves, ain't no time for the streets, boy. You better learn a trade to get hit with that heat, boy. Give him a package, tell him get in the Jeep, boy. 12 pull him over, then his life will be destroyed. Fuck the services, don't worry about deployed. The next time I saw him, he was glowing like Leroy.
Yo, what up, my G? How you been, my G? What's going on, man? These young boys don't know about the old era, the 90s and all that 80s. Cardboard box, spray paint.
Yeah, man. They
graffiti. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Running to the D-Steps on the train. Shit be litty.
Yeah, man.
The Bronx, the Hammer Man was running around. Larry Davis and all that.
Yeah, man. Dope Cat Killer and all that shit, man.
Queens, the Juice Crew and all that. You know what I mean?
Man.
Old school. Real hip hop.
Word. You know,
gangsta shit.
He's running around abandoned buildings.
Word.
Once again, real hip hop, man. Some bars.
Hell
bars
yeah.
Over bullshit, like MC Shan, man. Bars over bullshit, man. Salute to you, bro.
Alright, that's what I'm talking about, man. Peace and love. Word.
See why I tracked
I'm talking
you
about King.
You see why I tracked you down, man? Glad I did.
Yeah, man. Yeah, shit about to be real for these niggas, man. They think that's what I'm talking about. I know I'm a piece, but I ain't get the sprout. But when I'm gonna drop this shit right here, I'm gonna put this shit on niggas, man. Niggas gonna have to respect it though, and it's gonna take a nice toll on hip hop when I drop it, cause I'm definitely like, yo, watch the next joint I send y'all. Watch the next joint I send y'all.
Yeah, man.
Well, the next joint I think y'all gonna be tough.
Anytime you got something and you want us to have it, man, you're more than welcome to send it. You know what I'm saying? Because these joints you sent tonight are something dope, man. I'm really glad we had you on, man. I want to give you the opportunity. I know you just said something a couple minutes ago about you had a documentary and everything. So I want to give you the opportunity. I want to give you the floor. You can plug everything that you got coming. Say whatever you want. Shout out anybody. Plug all your social medias and all that, man. The floor is yours.
All right, yo. Shout out, you know what I mean? Shout out to y'all niggas, first off rip, you know what I mean? But this is what we going to do for the motherfucking 18th. You know what I mean? Nashawn. Got my son coming out. Little Nashawn. You know what I mean? Hard body shit ain't no. It's real rap. You know what I mean? My nigga Sonny Boy. Youngster shit. My nigga Rap P. You know what I mean? I got a few other artists coming out, you know what I mean? You trying to do this shit. Got my nigga John, you know what I mean? Have him popping, you know what I mean? We trying to do some other shit, though. And we going to, but my Facebook, you know what I mean, is Nashawn Jones, you know what I mean? Then my Instagram is at The Real Nashawn. And then We working on movies, all that. Like, word, we got Juice 2 coming out. Word. Like, we gonna go at, well, we ain't gonna call it Juice 2, but it's gonna be like Juice, like some shit like that, some real street shit, you know what I mean? But that's what I wanna call it Juice 2, if I could get that clear. But I don't know, but that's what I wanna call it. But, and starring me, you know what I'm saying? But I just wanna show the world who I am and where I came from and the exciting, close to death experiences we had as children and how the shit was real when crack hit and all that, and we was flipping on springs and shit and by abandoned buildings and all that, and niggas was spinning on cardboard boxes and graffitied on a train, and you go on the wrong stop, your life is at risk, you run into a fucking gang on the train, it should be real, like, well, that shit like real New York, like the Mecca where we come from, know what I mean, where Zulu Nation and fucking all the motherfucking Old Mill, Van Cortlandt Park, all gangster shit, like I know about all that, getting on the train, like, I ain't talking about the Warriors movie, I'm talking about the real Warriors story, nigga, like, where, like, if anybody saw Warriors, the movie, imagine life like that, like, to the third power, for real, like, schoolyards, mad crack vials and all that on the floor and all that, you know what I mean, needles everywhere and shit hard, zombies outside, where, you know what I mean? But real shit, though, but that's what I'm talking about, and that's where I'm coming from, and I know that shit still exists, because niggas still sell drugs out there, niggas still getting drug money and all that, so niggas try to act like that shit is, like, fun, like, I want to hear the struggle, some like, from, everybody ain't got to do it, but that's what I want to hear, just so I feed my eardrums, so I could get right, too, you know what I'm saying, what about the real niggas, you know what I mean, they forgetting about the real niggas, so support my shit. Know what I mean? Yo, I show love on my Instagram, y'all. And don't want love. Everybody listening, I'm still working. You know what I mean? I had to take time off. You know what I mean? I quit rap before, nigga. How many niggas say that? Now I'm back. I ain't back. I ain't going nowhere, but I quit rap. Because that shit was corny, you know what I mean? Word. But I like the real shit. Like, I want to do it for my real niggas. That's it. My niggas locked up. That ain't never coming home. My niggas dead, you know what I mean? Word, make my mark, you know what I mean? My stamp, Nashawn, sell my brand. Nashawn, niggas.
Without a doubt, man. And I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, man. It was a dope interview. And, yo, man, when you got your crew, your people, your son dropping, man, hit me up. We'll bring you back on with them.
All right. All right, that's what I'm talking about. There's a lot of things for the 18th. We ready, you know what I mean?
Yeah, without a doubt, man. I mean, we'll definitely fuck with you, bro. But we're going to get into this last song, man. We'll let you go. This joint is called Stay Down. And thanks again for joining us, man.
Hard work, pay up. This is going to be my life story, y'all. Right here. This is how you get it. Hard work, you know what I mean? Shout out to my nigga P.O.C. You know what I mean? That's my down south artist, ATL. Bluff, stand up, nigga. We out here. We in the streets for real. The Bluff, stand up.
You up for life. Got time.
Bag music. Hard work pays off.
Gotta say that.
I don't care about what you're doing or how you get.
Gotta say that.
On my all in, cause I'm in this shit to win it.
Gotta say that.
Told my bitch, just be cool, I'm handling Ben.
Gotta say that.
Hard work pays off.
Gotta say that.
I don't care about what you're doing or how you get.
Gotta say that.
On my all in, cause I'm in this shit to win it.
Gotta say that.
Told my bitch, just be cool, I'm handling Ben.
Gotta say that.
Hustling motherfucker, I sell water to a well. I turn sugar into salt and turn a nick into a bill. You can't understand how, then you ain't brought up by no players. And I know nothing getting sold if it get weighed on no scale. My bitch, she is mad, cause she ain't seen me in a few days. I'm sorry, baby, be cool, I'm out here trying to get paid. But soon as I get home, I got that whoop of pill. Then drop a roll on and hit the door, she texting.
Smiley face.
Then back to the money, it's back to the hustle. Continue with the mission to make that money double. Stay away from suckers, they only want trouble. My shooters stay in attack mode, it's bad breaking on the double. Hard work pays off,
gotta say that.
I don't care about what you're doing or how you get.
Gotta say that.
I'm all in, cause I'm in this shit to win it.
Gotta say that.
Can't wait, trap. Fuck it, I'm lighting them up. Treat them like bass and we jump. Case one front. I got the Casey one front. Just a case one front. Yeah. Real, real niggas with that moolah. All I'm rolling with a shooter. Rugas, looking cooler. I will roll off your medulla.
We the Alamo boys. Tell the gang, 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 bang.
I spill my drink, my chain hang. I tell all my bitches the same thing. Cheddar, gang. Cheddar. Gang. Move swings in a nigga like do things. Scoop drinks in a nigga in that loop thing. Giuseppe and an extra heavy on her. All my niggas stand down. All my soldiers put in work.
Hard work pays off.
Gotta say that.
I don't care about what you're doing or how you get.
Gotta say that.
All my all in, cause I'm mean this shit to win it.
Gotta say that.
I told my bitch, Jay, be cool, I'm Helen Ben.
Gotta say that.
Shout out to Nate Shop for coming on the show. That was a dope interview, Pat.
Yeah, I'm glad I got him, man. Like I said, like, that wasn't no bullshit when I said that. Like, you guys probably saw my list last week. He was on my top 25 favorite songs ever. That's that Nas song, that Last Words, that's top three favorite Nas songs ever. I love that song, man. Since the first time I heard it, and in the song after it, like, that's like probably my favorite, like, two songs in a row on an album, you know what I mean? That's probably my favorite combination. That Shoot 'Em Up is right after it. And that's always been one of my favorites. And I always liked Dude. I always liked Nate Sean. Every time he was on one of Nas's tracks, I had that Napalm album and the Braveheart shit. Like, I always liked when Dude was on there, man.
Well, glad he's in the archive, man. Shout out to him for coming on the show. We got a dope week ahead of us. Tomorrow we got AG the Corner. Friday, I'm not sure exactly if it's going to be 8 p.m. Central or 9 p.m. Central, but we're going to have Psycho Realm. We're going to go out the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? Cypress Hill affiliates. Sin put me in contact with them.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sin. He actually interviewed them over there in France not too long ago. Yeah, man, it was a dope show tonight, man. 47, the first show of the year. I was glad we were able to knock it out. You know what I'm saying? But come back tomorrow. We got, like I said, AG the Corner. You know what I'm saying? And then we're gonna be doing a little interview right after that, man. Why don't you tell them who we're interviewing after that, Pat?
Yeah, we're gonna knock something out tomorrow night after AG the Corner. But we'll probably end up re-airing it or something. He kind of wants to do it as a previous board, so. But it's Mr. Hyde, man. He's from New York. He's just been with on Necro's label for a long time. So, you know, I wanted to get someone like that just because we've been covering New York a lot, and I don't want to, like, ignore that genre from New York. You know what I mean?
Oh, those dudes are lyrical as fuck over there.
Yeah, they're dope, and like, that's why I always liked when Kool G Rap did that album with Necro, because it was kind of that nod to him. Like, yeah, we know you're different than what people are used to from New York City, but you're still dope. So that was, like, giving him that cosign, like, you know what I mean?
He did a song with Kool G Rap, and then a cameo from DMC appearance in the video, which is phenomenal. Plus, you know what I'm saying, Necro... he actually did one of my favorite lyrical tracks is I want to say First Blood, man, because I always wanted someone to take that Rambo beat and freak that shit, and he did a good job. And Mr. Hyde, he's been down with him for a while. I think he's actually in part of, if I'm not mistaken, one of Necro's groups too. So, but yeah, that's gonna air in that's actually gonna air in about a week or so from tomorrow. We're just doing if you're on and you want to catch that interview live as it happens, tune in. You know what I'm saying? If not, we're going to air that in a week or so, promote it for a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to be doing a lot of this year. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, we might be advertising one show, but after
right.
the show we might be doing another one that's going to be airing, you know, in the future, you know. Mm-hmm. So when we have shows on, we might actually be off, even though you think we're just getting shit done in advance. But also... in touch again with I know you've been in touch with Sugar T Pad. The homie Sin put me in touch with somebody that knows Sugar T and 40 and them as well. So between all of us, we're gonna get that interview done. And I know Mac, mm-hmm. You tried getting at her a while back too. So we hope that goes down as well. I definitely want to interview, we had B-Legit on, but I want to have Sugar T and 40 on as well, and D-Shot, too, you know what I'm saying? Shelly Shells did say when he's getting ready to drop another project, he will hit me up, so, you know, we got to bring him back on. But this year, just looking forward a little bit, you know, our East Coast archive has grown tremendously. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, Pat, for putting in all that work. You know what I'm saying?
Hell
helping
yeah.
us out. We're gonna keep fucking with the East, of course, but we're gonna hit some other spots like Philly. You know what I'm saying? Jersey, Boston. You know, different areas. You know what I'm saying? As well as we're gonna go to Seattle, Portland. We're gonna go. Omaha. All these different spots that haven't really been tapped into in a long time. You know, and we're just gonna start adding to this archive, and just keeping it fucking growing, cause it's about to be 500, fellas, 500. And hats off to all you guys, man. It's been a hell of a ride. And
hell yeah. Rest in peace to Matt too,
cool.
man.
You know,
it's hard to believe it's been 5 years since Matt been gone.
It should be tomorrow. Matthew, for those of you who don't know who he is, go to UGSFlight.com. You can read about him. He was a young man from Australia who, he got behind what we were doing. He loved a lot of different artists that was involved in UGS and as well as the whole movement, you know what I'm saying? And he was a huge, huge supporter. And he passed away way, way too soon, suddenly. You know what I'm saying? I think he was only just turned 30, if not mistaken. But this guy was a world away, and he was supporting the hell out of us more than many of our own. You know what I'm saying? Many of our own were sitting around lollygagging and doing whatever, and this guy's busting his ass to help us. So shout out to Matthew's family. I know it's a difficult time. You know what I'm saying? We send our thoughts with you. And rest in peace, little brother Matthew. You know what I'm saying? Always difficult time of year. 5 years, man. It's crazy. That is crazy.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's hard to believe we're in 2018, period. I mean, I don't even know where 2017 went.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. But also go to the site. I just want to say this to fellas and check out Underground Saturday Night. Church Reality, Underground Sounds with, Sister Sounds, Underground Mix, DJ Lord Sinister, Pittsburgh Patch Show, the Hip Hop Roundtable, Scratch's Slaughter Hour, you know what I'm saying? He just did a new one, number 15, Bolt Thugs and Army, check that mix out, that shit's dope. European Underground Circle, Skinny Man on the Rant, you know what I'm saying? He's got about 6 rants up there, you know, he's going to be knocking out another one soon. Man, you know, there's a lot of shit up there. You know what I'm saying? We're doing a lot of stuff, mixed shows, variety shows, conscious, you know what I'm saying, alternative news shows. I mean, we We're trying to cover a little bit of everything, and eventually we'll have some type of sports thing. So, I mean, you can't say this isn't entertainment, man. This is a wide variety of it. I'm going to shut the fuck up. Anybody got anything to say or plug before we get out of here?
Nah, I'm free.
Man, just UGS for life for everything. You know how it is, Fred.
Definitely, definitely. All right, fellas, we'll see you guys tomorrow night with AG the Corner. Everybody be easy.
All right, y'all.